head of the Vision Home Loans Newsline. Now we're joined by Carl Dent, one of the men looking for the Republican nomination for the office of sheriff here in El Paso County. Carl, thank you so much for joining us on KRDO's Morning News.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit about your background and introduce yourself to our listeners.
So my name is Carl Dent. We'll jump right into my background. You know, I served 6 years in the military. I was in military police. Once I got out of the military, I went to Pikes Peak Regional Law Enforcement Academy, where I became post-certified. I worked in Cripple Creek for a while, Green Mountain Falls for a while, federal law enforcement officer. Education-wise, I got a bachelor's in criminal justice, a master's in law from Liberty University School of Law, and I'm currently working in a PhD in public administration.
And when it comes to the race for sheriff, what made you think to throw your hat in for consideration? What are some of the biggest issues you see facing the sheriff's office right now?
You know, some of the biggest issues I see facing the sheriff department is recruiting and retention, and just not having a lot of deputies out there performing the duties to keep El Paso County safe. And so being that this is my home, I wanted to make sure that at least put in an effort to make a change, give these guys an opportunity to get some top-notch training so we could be the number one sheriff's department across the country.
Now, Mr. Dent, there has been a felony trespass charge that was brought against you. What do you say about that?
So what I could say, well, I can't talk too much about that, but what I could tell you is that the case is on appeal right now, and it's going to get overturned by the Colorado Court of Appeals.
But at the same time, you're on probation for that. Is that correct, where we stand right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you understand why the constituents, the voters, may need to know more about, I mean, from what we understand, that not being able to talk about a pending legal matter, I mean, that is normal procedure where the parties have been prescribed by the courts not to say anything about it. But what would you like to tell the voters out there who are making a decision about someone who will be enforcing the law, will be a lawmaker or a law enforcer, I should say, in our community?
So what I could tell the voter is don't let it distract you. And we're going to be transparent once the legal system is played out. But one thing I could tell you is that when a victim, alleged victim, and my stepson, Kayla and Zach, take the stand and commit perjury, and a deputy committed perjury, and the DA's office withheld material evidence that should have been turned over at trial, how could I get a fair trial? I mean, how can I be charged with trespassing in somewhere where I live? And so
But as the sheriff, you'll be working closely, whoever is elected sheriff, you'll be working closely with the DA's office. And in mentioning these things and feeling as you do about the case, do you think you'll be able to, if elected, maintain a good relationship with the prosecutors?
So at the end of the day, my job as sheriff is not to bring my personal feelings to work. My job as sheriff is to apply the law based on Colorado revised statute. And so that is how we're going to operate. And it'll give me an opportunity to sit down with the DA and make changes within the sheriff department and make changes with the DA's office. And so what happened to me will never happen to anybody else, because, you know, if it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. Just imagine on a body cam footage, you hear a deputy saying, "I don't think this is going to fly, but I'm going to charge him anyway." That right there was the deputy admitting to himself that he did not have probable cause, but he just went out there and did something beyond department policy. And not only that, this same deputy is now being sued in federal court for falsely arresting another citizen 3 months later after filing internal affairs complaint against him. So the sheriff department didn't work for me and didn't work for the other person that was falsely arrested as well.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to unpack there. Carl Dent, candidate for El Paso County Sheriff in the upcoming election. We appreciate that you coming out here and telling us about your views and about what you think the voters need to be considering or not considering in the upcoming election. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
And if you'd like to find out more, Mr. Dent does have a website. I'm not sure what it is. I think we've lost him right now. But there is a website out there, Carl Dent for El Paso County Sheriff. You can check it out if you'd like to find out more.